Blog Talk Radio.
So you know, it's a situation where somebody has to make a move on you, so you make a move first. But it's not necessarily a move on them before they, it's not a get them before they get you situation. It's more of a move on, move away, move out, move forward before they have to move on you type of thing. That's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get It Business Show. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. This is your daily Go Get It Business Show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And Dougie G will do the same. You're breaking down, baby. Every day it rains. And Dougie G will do the same. Every day it rains, and Dougie G will do the same. Every day it rains, and Dougie G will do the same. Every day it rains, and Dougie G will do the same. Yeah, I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R's, the Daily Go Get It Business all up in your area. I hope y'all feeling like real men and real shit men. And real women should. So tonight we're talking about stopping someone from doing to you what they have to do to you. If y'all remember some of the mob movies, you know, a lot of us like those old Italian mob movies. Ironically, the one that they said was the greatest ever, the Godfather series, I didn't like The Godfather or The Godfather 2. I couldn't get into it. And you know why I think I couldn't get into it? Because it seemed too Italian. I couldn't relate. Like, they had, like, Italian music and all that. I'm like, why can't... This shit is shot in America. How come they can't have, like, regular rock and roll music or something playing in the background? Like, why are we hearing, like, music from, like, Sicily? I couldn't get into it. I didn't like The Godfather. And I haven't... And I've watched both of them, and I still can't really tell you that much from either one of them. But I know I wasn't feeling it. And both of them was 3 hours long, and I was like... People talking about something, yo, this is the greatest mob movie ever. I'm like, maybe if you're a mobster. Other than that, I kind of like Goodfellas. But what you notice in a movie like Goodfellas, remember when such and such thought that they were going to get whacked? Like, they thought they was going to get killed. Or they thought they was going to get made. So they made moves before these things happened. They set things up before it happened. So if you know, like, let's say you're in organized crime, you're in the mob, particularly, oh my God, what the fuck? Talk about the disrespect. And I know what she want. Big sis. All right. Okay, so yeah, when one of those mobsters knew that they were going to get whacked, which meant they were going to get killed, they either had to dip out, run away, or whatever, or they had to, yeah, some of them just stood in there and took it, like, I know I'm supposed to get killed, so I'm going to allow myself to get killed. That sounds crazy to me. But in those movies, that's what they allowed to happen. What we're talking about is when you're going to stop somebody from having to do that. Like, listen, I know in order for you to get up, in order for you to get made, in order for you to do the damn thing, in order for you to get paid, you got to clip me. So I'm going to get out of the way so you don't have to do that. I'm going to move out or kill somebody else. Maybe even you, to keep you from having to do that to me. But I do understand that in order for you to prosper, you was going to have to do it to me. So that's sort of like the crux of what we're talking about tonight. But we have some examples, and we're going to talk about them, get into them, and get involved. These puzzle pieces right here, we going to solve. Puzzle pieces put together, we going to solve. He carry right is down for the night. It's always good to have my peoples in your sight. That's my word. Cherry, 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 cherry. And Cinderella, Dana Jane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Jane, with fame. And Emily Dunlap in the house. Said it. Emily, good to see y'all, man. Thanks for coming through on this Power Monday. So, my brother Ansel Jones, I hope y'all understand exactly what I'm talking about. So, have you ever been in this situation? Have you ever had to stop somebody from doing something to you that you know that they had to do? I mean, not that they didn't have any other choices, but for the situation that had presented itself, you kind of had, they kind of had to do something to you. Let's make it easy starting out. I gave y'all the story about the Italian mob movies or whatever. But let's talk about something that we can relate to in real life. TK Wright, thank you for the compliment on the sweater. You too, I appreciate that. Cal Chamberlain, let me Papa Rita. Until Jones says, my family members get in a fight. I know I have to step in. Okay. Okay, you almost there, because we're talking about stopping somebody from doing what they have to do to you. So we ain't talking about jumping in the fight. You know what I mean? It might be like, God damn it, not today. Fuck. Okay, here, let me go. Oh.
Sheesh.
P. Carrie Wright said, I stopped the director from firing me. Exactly. Exactly. Now, what I was going to say was, have you ever quit a job because you knew they were going to fire you? Easy peasy. Have you ever quit a job? Have you ever dropped a job? Have you ever said, yo, I'm out of here? Because you knew that the job was either going to fire you, or you knew that they were going to downsize you, or you knew that they were going to lay you off, which all equal the same goddamn result. You ain't working there no more. And, you know, a lot of times with jobs, our ego won't allow us to take that firing. So we've been like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to have to break out because I ain't trying to have this firing not on your conscience, but I'm not trying to have this firing on my resume. I don't want to go to my next employer and lie about why I left my last job. I'm not trying to hear that. I'm not trying to do that. Trainer, thanks for coming through with Emily Dunlap. Thank you too. Appreciate it. On the Instagram side. So yeah, T. Carrie Wright hit the nail on the head. She stopped her director from firing her. Now maybe her director was in a position where she had to fire her. Maybe. Okay. Now she's explaining. Oh, what's going on? My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on through. It's always good to see my eyes on you. Keisha, too. Keisha Bruton, what's going on? How you feeling? Okay, T. Carrie Wright elaborates a little bit. She says, he was going on the word of my racist bitch of a supervisor. I had them do the entire investigation. He surveyed the entire staff. I presented emails and text messages. She lost the decision. Your example is actually a different route than where I was going with it. But it is that example, and it is good. Well, I'll be goddamn. You know, for a lot of people, it doesn't turn out that way because a lot of times when people are about to get fired, they normally have some type of stake, fault, accountability in the reason that they're getting fired. Like, you may be thinking that you're getting fired because you was on your third strike. What comes after your third strike in baseball? I thought the third strike was it. So, oh, do you mean your second strike? No, I mean your third strike. You was actually on your third strike. They let you stay in like you was a pinch hitter. Oh my God. Shelly always shine bright. Well, ain't that something? Well, ain't that something? Shelly always shine bright. Well. You know what I mean? People drop you on Facebook, come to you, I'm for you on Instagram. Well, I'll be goddamn. Nice. What's up, Michelle? How you been? So, a situation where you knew you was about to get fired, you might have just went ahead and quit. Maybe you set yourself up with a better position, went and got another job, you know, put in your resume. Actually, didn't just quit the job, had time to put in your 2 weeks' notice. Got it right. So you knew that somebody was going to have to fire you. It wasn't a choice. Because you wasn't exactly a model employee. Here's the thing about that. You don't know when exactly they were going to fire you. Maybe you heard some rumblings. Maybe because of what you knew you did, you figured, yo, I better get out of Dodge. I better pew, 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 pew. Duck, dodge, run, duck, hide, get behind the car. So it's not a bad idea to make a move like that. But the thing is, when you assume that somebody is going to make a move on you, a lot of times you're doing that because of your own paranoia. A lot of times you're doing that because of a guilt factor. A lot of times you're doing that because your suspicions of somebody else's motives doesn't jive well with what you would like to have had happen. Sometimes you find out that you weren't about to get fired at all, or you weren't about to get moved on at all, or you weren't about to get moved over in any type of way. But you didn't like the way that it was feeling from the beginning, so you said, I'm a dip. I'm glad you're feeling better, Cherry. Really glad. Shelly Always Shine Bright says, Jay, who is this? What's his name? Francis was in love with him. That's why I'm glad we're not friends no more. You're a fool. I don't miss you. You are right, Nate. You know what I'm saying? I've actually been around you personally. You're actually pretty nice, but you got me. Carol, that's your people. That's your people. That's your girl. You know what I'm talking about. But anyway, so let's see. Keisha Bruton says, I dumped my boyfriend because I knew he was going to dump me. Feels better if you do it first. That's interesting. Because that was actually one of the examples that I was gonna use. Now, it's funny that you said it feels better if you do it first. Because I don't really understand how that can make you do it better. I mean, make you feel better. Because if you knew that somebody was going to break up with you, so you only broke up with them because you knew that they were going to break up with you, that means that you didn't want to break up with them because it wouldn't have been a question or a factor about whether they were going to break up with you or not. And as far as I'm concerned, one of the worst feelings in the world is having to break up with somebody that you really want to stay with. That's not a good look. That's not a good look at all. So whether it's funny because it's like, you know, on the surface, it may sound good. Like, yeah, you ain't break up with me. I broke up with you. But you still boo-hooing over that shit. You still feel bad about that shit. You still wondering how it could have been or thinking about the good times that y'all had, if y'all had good times. And I'm thinking that y'all must have had some good times if you weren't ready to break up with them in the first place. But you only broke up with them because they were going to break up with you. So it's like, you know what I mean? It's sort of like when we was kids playing boyfriend and girlfriend and all that kind of shit. No, you can't quit me. I quit you first. Yeah, when you young and your heart ain't really in it, not yet, or your little bit of heart, you really just trying to protect your feelings. That's one thing. But as you get older and it starts to get real and your heart and your feelings and your emotions are really into somebody, it don't matter whether they quit you or whether you quit them. It doesn't matter whether you have somebody waiting for you. Like, you know, a lot of dudes will try to comfort their man. Like, you know, we broke up with your new girl. We're going to take you to the strip club. You know what I mean? Get your dick sucked. You know what I mean? You need some new pussy. That'll make you feel better. No, it don't. It ain't going to make you feel better because you stuck on the old pussy. And the old legs, the old titties, the old ass, the old face, the old voice, the old love, the old heart, the old everything. That's where your heart is. So a new chick can physically get you going, make your dick hard. But guess what? Your heart is back with your old joint. So you ain't going to treat the new John, right? Fuck around. Your dick don't even get hard. That's when it's bad, bad. That's when it's bad, bad. Shelly told me. Hold up. You know what I'm saying? He said, is this Omar the park walker? Yes, I love you. I'm in Facebook jail, but when I get out, I'm coming for you. Get the fuck out of here. He said, I should have married you. You still handsome. I'll be out of jail tomorrow. You look like a movie star. I dump all men. LOL. Either have fairy tale love or I'm out. Yeah, the unforgettable hook.
Yo, you is a whole fool and a whole mess. But you know what? I'm thankful for you today. Because I don't get no love and no traction on Instagram, but I did today. Thank you, Shelly. I didn't think I would ever have... That's Michelle Artis. Yeah, y'all know Michelle Artis. You know, 100% old head. Well, y'all probably don't. Hey, Cal, you know... Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's keep going. Narcil says, being the best driver kept me from being fired after being seen relieving myself outdoors. You know what? Taking a piss outside. Who knew that it could cause so much trouble? Who knew that so many people are offended when a man has to take a whiz? I didn't know that. But you know, some people really get pissed off about that kind of shit. That's crazy. It really is. It's crazy. In California, I remember I went to California in 1998. You know, me and my girl, we got on the plane, scariest plane ride ever at the time. You know, we touched down. We was like, oh, my God, God, thank you. Oh, my God, the plane was going to drop out of the sky. But anyway, so we get off the plane. You know, we cruising around Hollywood. You know, we drinking, having fun, blah, blah, blah. Like, yo, we seen this is such and such star and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I had to piss. You know, we drinking beer, we drinking wine, we drinking, you know what I'm saying? So I had to piss. So we went behind, like, oh, we got to go behind the dumpster or whatever. So I'm taking a piss behind the dumpster. The worker came from out the dumpster like, yo, what y'all doing? I was like, what you mean? You see what I'm doing? He said, nah, man. He said, y'all, okay, I understand. Y'all not from here. You can come in the store and use the bathroom. It's against the law to take a piss outside. So that's why they made a law. He explaining this all to me while I'm pissing. He said, listen, any store or any business establishment that's open, they have to let you use the bathroom so you won't have public urination. This was in 1998. So, yeah. Yeah, Nars. Yeah, taking a piss outside, you know what I mean? But that's what happens when you're a drinker. It happens, son. It happens. It does. It does. It does. But, okay. Now, let's keep going. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Annette Davis, the number one. Annette Davis, the number one. What's going on, man? How you feeling? Annette Davis says, hey, everyone. Sorry for not recognizing everyone by name. You talking about? What you talking about? What I'm talking about? Because I'm going to say, wasn't getting a job. I was a low man on the totem pole. Hold on. I might have missed you. Okay. Wait a minute. Cal said, I quit when I heard that a merger was coming and everybody was getting a job. Ear hustling. Yes, I was. But that's what I'm talking about. Now, you might have been thinking because the merger is coming through, then they're going to bring through all of their people or whatever, and they're going to eliminate other people from the job that they took over. Because a merger never seems like – a merger always seems like somebody is coming to take over. It never seems like you're part of the team – you're part of the company that's actually doing a takeover. It always seems like the other company is the one taking over, and you think that they're about to bring down the hammer on everybody. It's not unreasonable to think so. So, yeah, I can understand you quitting before you figure either they're going to fire us, they're going to either give us a pay cut and give us an ultimatum, or you can either take this pay cut or you can So then you might have dipped out on them because you knew or you felt or you were sure that it was going to happen to you. They're going to terminate you in any kind of way, whether they're breaking up with you romantically, whether it's a job or whether they're kicking you out of somewhere or whatever. You know that it's stressful leading up to that shit. Am I going to go to work and this mess around be my last day? Am I going to...
Am I going to come home and find my shit out on the porch? Let's talk about that. Moving out of a place before somebody kick you out of a place. I said moving out of a place before somebody kick you out of the place. I said moving out of a place before somebody kick you out of the place. I said moving out of a place before somebody kick you out of the place. Kick you out of the place. I said moving out before somebody kick you out of the place. Their name was on the lease and you and your name ain't. You pay it like, Many people have been faced with this situation. You're not on the lease. You're not on the mortgage. You're not the one. You're not the one that's in control over who stays or who goes. You are a victim of circumstances. And it may have been a situation where you've been fucking up. Just keeping it real. You might have been the one that caused somebody to put your bum ass out. You've been doing shit at the crib disrespectful, like, and they ain't feeling that. So they about to make a mizu on yizu. Make a mizu on yizu when they come in frizu when you design. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, design. By the way, y'all, make sure that y'all hit that like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. I can't share the show. I'm back in Facebook jail. I can't share the show. Back at Facebook jail, yo. This time they gave me 7 days. What a fail. I said, I can't share the show. Yo, y'all can share the show. Can y'all share the show? Please share the show. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Yeah. I said, subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Yeah. So normally y'all would see me, you know, sharing the show on my phone. Not tonight. No. Yeah, it be like that sometimes. And it was over some dumb shit. I'm going to tell y'all why I'm in Facebook jail. And this is how I know that Facebook is on some bullshit and how they just target certain motherfuckers like me. And this is what happened. There was a post in one of my groups, and it had a man and a woman having dinner in a restaurant. And the woman eating off of the man's plate. You know how y'all do. And the caption was, why do women do this? This is what I wrote. And this is all I wrote. I wrote, from what I understand, it's sort of like a bonding thing and a sharing thing. Plus, women are greedy. Which is true. They said that was hate speech. They said it was hate speech. Women are greedy. Hate speech. I didn't say they was greedy motherfuckers. I didn't say they was greedy hoes. I didn't say they was greedy bitches. I just said women are greedy. They said that goes against our community standards on hate speech. I'm like, I love women. Hold on. So yeah, so that's what got me 7 days. Now I appealed the decision. Now right with me was like, yep, we reviewed it. Yep, it's hate speech. And I'm like, what appeal is that? Why? What's that just a technicality? Let me ask y'all something. Do y'all know anybody that appealed their decision and won? I mean, I just want to know. Because everybody I know, they appealed it. They was like, But check this out, though. They haven't given me an answer yet. Facebook hasn't given me an answer yet. So I'm like, it's been 24 hours. When y'all gonna give me an answer? Like, they ain't never do that shit before. Oh, well, oh, well, oh, well. Simply Fran. You are my friend. What's going on, Fran? How y'all feeling? And Fly Nubian Queen. What's going on? Thanks for coming through. Y'all appreciate it. Appreciate it. Shelly Always Shine Bright says, not me. All that shit is replaceable. I'll pay him to kick me out. even when I wasn't on the lease, his ass got put out. I'll call the cops. My real boyfriend anyway. Yo, you're just coming through to entertain me today. That's all right, though. It's a good look. It's a good look. All right. Okay. Wait a minute. Siobhan Malone. What's going on, Siobhan? Siobhan Malone. Okay. Annette Davis says, it's even worse when you break up and you wasn't even together in their eyes. Okay, but did you break up with them because you thought they was going to break up with you? Because whether y'all together or not, if you call yourself breaking up with somebody, what we're talking about tonight is when you're stopping somebody from doing to you what you know that they have to do to you. You stopping them from going forward with what they have to do. Now, the question is, why is it that they have to do what they have to do to you? Is there a higher rank, a higher power that's instructing them like, yo, clip them, do them in, finish them off, drop them? Or is it a situation where you were involved in something and you know you done fucked up? You know, there can be a variety of reasons of why something might happen. You know, you hear me. There might be a variety of reasons of why you feel like you have to make a move before somebody makes a move on you. Yeah. Careful. Careful, nigga. Careful. Yeah, good kitty. Nice kitty. Fun kitty. Good. Okay. Yeah. Stop fucking my shit up. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, when you know you have some personal involvement in a certain situation, then it can change the dynamic of why you think that something is going to happen or why you have to make a move. Like when we were talking about quitting a job before they fired you or whatever. If you knew, let's say you and your supervisor, you and your manager, whatever, y'all was cool. Maybe y'all knew each other before the job, or maybe y'all had worked together long enough to know each other very well, hung out even when y'all weren't at work, whatever. Some people have that type of relationship with their coworkers or whatever. But you knew that there were some things going on at the job, and you knew that they were going to have to do this thing to you. They was going to have to fire you. It wasn't really a choice. Either somebody instructed them to, listen, they got to go. Maybe the money wasn't there anymore. They terminated your position. Whatever the case may be, you knew it was coming, and you knew that they were going to be the one that had to do it. Even if they told you, like, no, I don't know nothing about that, but you knew they knew. You knew what was up. Because if anybody would know, it would be them. Annette Davis says, I broke my headphones, and now I got to explain to my daughter what you just said. Blink, blink. Blink, blink, blink. Blink, blink, blink. Blink. My bad. Or is that my bad? I don't know. Carol Chamberlain says, I always had my own, fortunately. Yeah. Yeah. So you may never have been able to get put out of somebody's house, but staying in your house after you've been put out of somebody's heart Phyllis Hyman says, I just can't stand this living all alone shit. How'd it go? I ain't like the song. Let me just start by saying that. Yeah, I mean, I know it's a lot of Phyllis Hyman songs. I mean, fans out here. I ain't really like, a lot of stuff it was a little too sad. It was different. I don't throw on Phyllis Hyman. She was a good artist. A little too dark. Not the Sade type of dark. Just wasn't for me. It's all good, though. May she rest in peace. She committed suicide. Thanks for sharing the show, y'all. Thanks for hitting the like button. Did y'all? Okay, two more. All right. Hit it some more. Hit it again. Oh, and shout out to whoever keep hitting the don't like button, the thumbs down, John. Yo, shout out to you. It still works the same way. I ain't mad at you. Okay. Siobhan Malone says, LOL. That's so dumb, Facebook tripping. Yeah. I mean, for that one, all the dirty shit. So they'll let me say nigga, bitch, fuck, hi, ho, devil, suck a dick, put all that shit. But I say, but women are greedy. Look how they be eating off of their man's plate. Oh, no. Don't you realize we have the first black, the first African-American woman vice president-elect? And you're talking like that about women? I'm like, I bet you she eat off a man too, agree, bitch. And I know for a fact that Kamala Harris, I know she greedy. You know why? Because she don't have no biological kids. You know what that means? I'm going to tell you what it means. She don't have no biological kids and she over 50 years old. That means she ain't never want to spend her money on no children or spend no time with no kids. Now, some of y'all going to get pissed and be like, that ain't what that means. She might not be able to have no kids. I don't think so. I think she was able to have kids. I think she just didn't want to mess her body up. I mean, she's a little shorty. Anyway, but, man. He was probably one of them, my career got to come first and blah, blah, blah. Because she'd been married like twice, right? Man married her twice. I mean, two men married her. No kids. I wonder if she had abortions. She on the Democratic ticket, right? Listen. I would never accept that I'm the only one thinking that. I'm not trying to hear that. I need to know if Kamala Harris had any abortion. That'll tell the whole story when that pro-life, pro-choice argument come up, which he's going to have to get confronted with. So, yo. You know how that's going to go down? They find out the vice president had abortions? More than one? All right, man. Okay, hold on. Okay. Wait. Okay. Okay. TK Wright says, they'll actually say sorry for the inconvenience. They have told me sorry for the inconvenience, but not for when they actually bang me. Not for when they bang me. They said sorry for some other shit. Like, when we harassed you about this post over here, but not for when you got put in jail. Nah, you going to eat that. You gonna eat that. Nars Hill says FFB. I think I know what that means. Fuck Facebook. Okay. K Carol Chamberlain says on day six they'll answer. Word. Word.
And that David says, my daughter says your cat is cute. Yo, get your daughter away from this program. You know now. Yo, turn the sound way down. Look at this show later. Oh, look at it now. Just don't listen to it. TK Wright says, Phyllis was dark like The Weeknd. Nah, The Weeknd is dope. The Weeknd is dope. Phyllis Hyman. The Weeknd talk about killing other people, not himself. Cal Chamber says, isn't that more like selfish? Well, with Kamala Harris? Selfish, greedy, don't they kind of, no? Selfish and greedy don't kind of go the same, go together? I think they do. I think they do. I ain't never meet a greedy person that wasn't selfish, that's for sure. Maybe I met some selfish people that weren't greedy. But they had a little bit in them, didn't they? And then David says, leave Mamala alone. You'll be changing your tune with Kamala. Gotta go to the press. You gotta go to the press conferences. They like, so in 1980 something something, you had an abortion? What was the reason, Kamala? Were you raped? Were you sexually assaulted? Nah, the nigga ain't had no job. Fuck that shit. I was going places in life. I wasn't going to be fucking around that nigga. First of all, he was black. Y'all know, y'all see what I'm working with. And if I'm going to have a baby by a nigga, he got to be on point. Turns out he was just dicking me right. That wasn't going to work. Plus, I'd have lost my slim figure. I'm about to leave Kamala alone, though, because I don't know. But I do suspect him from something. I ain't gonna front. Robbie Mink says, Kamala might not have wanted kids. Well, I ain't never met too many women that wanted kids. I mean, that didn't want kids that was really all right. Plus, it's not good to have a man in a situation where he running up in a woman and busting off all crazy and never have to worry about getting her pregnant. No good can come out of that. None. None. Anytime a man goes raw, he should have to wait for the announcement. If she's of childbearing years, he should have to be like, so we good, right? Now, normally, your cycle come on around the third, like right around check day. It's the fourth. What we doing? What we doing? What we doing? Sure, he could take precautions ahead of time, but where's the fun in that? Power Monday, baby, the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Okay. It's going down. Okay, Cherry says, I don't date men who don't have children in their 50s. I find them to be selfish. It's something to be said when your heart is outside your body, meaning your children. You know what, Cherry? I can't be mad at you on that. Sounds reasonable to me. It does. That sounds reasonable to me. It is a little odd when you see a man even make it to 40. You don't have no biological kids?
Like, nigga, you barren? That nigga barren. Ain't, look, it's marshmallows where nuts should be. Where your nuts? No nuts. Marshmallows. Strictly marshmallows. Strictly marshmallow. I mean, I have nothing. Like, this shit's supposed to be like, bow, 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 bow. This shit like, like, the bullet ain't traveling. It ain't like, pow, pow, pow. It's like, in a gun. Speaking of bullets, order in court. Order in court. Speaking of guns, check this out, bro. And this is real shit. Years ago, when my stepdaddy died, my mama gave me two of his guns. He had a bunch of them. She gave me two of his guns. It was this little pistol. Like, I don't know if you, like, this little classic looking, like, you had to be up on a cat and bang him in the temple in order for it to be effective. But, and she gave me a little, well, I ain't going to tell you. Anyway, on my drinking days, I hid this fucking gun, and I couldn't find this gun for years. Now, I know that I didn't throw this gun away or give this gun away, but I couldn't find this gun nowhere. I'm emptying out drawers. I'm like, where is this gun? My sister asked me about it, like, yo, you know, like, you had the gun, you know, because I need the gun. You already got the guns. You know, you got the guns. I need the gun. And let me get your sister the gun. Second Amendment. Well, anyway, today, I was clearing out some shit, and I come across this bag, and I knew exactly what it was. I was like, well, I'll be judging. I found the gun. The man with the golden gun. So I found the gun. So I'm back. So nobody better not mess with me. Anyway, Robbie Ming says, they probably already did a background on her. She didn't necessarily had to have had a legal abortion. And actually, you get an abortion, there's no real record of it. They can't put that out. Like, it's not easy. That's not easy information to find out. But Carol says, Aunt Robin, you know they dug up her ancestors looking for dirt. Chicks then had abortions, and they man and the father of the child didn't even find out. I've had it happen to me. Yeah, oh, well, I ain't know what you was going to say about it, so I went ahead and got it done. I'm like, what? That had me thinking, like, I don't know if I feel good about that one. Like, I ain't even had no say-so. I ain't even have to talk you into it. It's done now. I ain't talking to you no more. Right after this last thing. Coquita James. What's going on, Coquita? I like that name. That's what's up. Sup, Coquita? No, she says, I would have had more children if I weren't such a magnet for chicken head hood rats. You said chicken head good rat. Did you mean good rats or hood rats? Because can a chicken head be a good rat? Exactly what is a good rat? Have I ever messed around with somebody I considered to be a good rat? I know I messed around with a hood rat before, but not long.
Them hood rats got a, they got a short shelf life. They got a short shelf life, those hood rats.
Udra. You are an Udra.
But check this out, though. You know what? Damn. You know, we got around talking about abortion. I wasn't going to talk about that. Even though I brought it up, but I wasn't going to talk about that. But yeah, what about a situation like that? What about a woman who goes ahead and terminates a pregnancy, gets an abortion because she thought her man was going to ask him to get the abortion anyway because she knew he didn't want to have kids? What about that? What about that? That would be an interesting turn. And that's what was told to me. Well, I thought you was going, I didn't think that you wanted to blah, blah, blah. So I went ahead and got it done. This is when I was a young boy. I'm talking about like 23 years old. 23. Yeah. Now, she was a little older and she had, and you know, to be honest with you, I didn't believe that she did that. She didn't do that for me. Because she would, you know, she didn't do that shit for me. She already had a grown daughter, and she ain't want another child. Wait a minute. I was 23. P had to be like 20. She was older than me. She wasn't that much older, though. It ain't like she wasn't over 30 or nothing like that. She had to be like 20. About 27, maybe 20. Coquita James says, "Wow, Omar, usually no one pronounces my government name correctly." But it's not hard. What they trying to say, Coquita? Cocaina, Cocaina James. Cocaina, Cocaina. Nah, it looks like Coquita. Now you got me sensitive. What did I say? I said Coquita, right? Coquita. Look, I'm thinking about it now. Like, yo, you're throwing me off. You're throwing me off. All right, Coquita. That's what's up. That's what's up. Robin Ming says, because it's no one's business what Kamala did. Sorry, you vice president of the United States. Now your business is everybody's business now. There is no privacy. Now, we watched Trump try to hide his bullshit, whatever. But he's the only one that will ever get away with that shit. That's not the way it's done. It's, when you have people voting for you and national security is on the line as far as your dealings are concerned, listen, you don't want nobody in your business, don't run for public office. Peter Lane. Is that you? Queen Keita. I never knew your whole name was Coquita. It's Queen Keita. Well, I'm Queen Keita holding it down for the D all day, every day. What's up, ma? Good to see me some of you. That's what I'm talking about. This really is a Power Monday. This is great. This is wonderful. This is shit. But yeah, Carol. I mean, yeah, Robin. You have personal business that you would like to keep private, don't run for public office. That's not what you want to do. Yeah, your business is everybody's business. It's not like when you're just a singer or a rapper or a movie star or some kind of celebrity. No, you do have a private life when it comes to that. When it comes to you being an elected official, see, if you sell 1 million records, you didn't sell 1 million records because I voted for you. You didn't sell 1 million records because you made promises to change other people's lives for their benefit. You run for public office. You better not have those kind of secrets on your back unless you want them to come out. The same way with George W. Bush, he ran for president and his drunk driving record came out. The fact that he was an alcoholic. Cokehead, all that old shit. Yeah, you can get past your past, but don't think that nobody gonna bring up your past. It matters. Just saying.
Just say it. All right. So yeah. If you know that you and your man wasn't 100% and you got pregnant, or let's make it his fault. He got you pregnant, but you knew that he was going to act stupid. If you told him that you was pregnant and you would have it, so you said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take this one for the team. Because it normally goes the other way around. You knew he was going to ask you for an abortion, so you went ahead and had it. But that's not what we're talking about tonight. Stopping somebody from doing to you what you know they have to do to you. Well, stopping somebody from doing to you what they have to do to you. So what we had? Quitting a job before you know that they're about to fire you. Breaking up with somebody. Or should I say quitting somebody because they break up with you. Having an abortion because you know your man don't want to have baby, even though he ran all up in your cervix and pew, 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 blah, blah. Reload. What else we got? Hold on. Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, all right. Okay, have you ever told on yourself because you knew somebody was going to tell on you? Now, they may not have had to have told on you, but you know they... Well, let's take an exploration into if it is a situation where they had to tell you. They had to tell you when you did something that was crazy. So you had to go turn yourself in or tell on yourself. You knew somebody was going to tell that you was cheating on your wife. So you went ahead and told your wife, listen, I got something to tell you that I don't really want to. Listen, before I tell you this, I want you to know that I love you, I care about you, and I would never do anything to hurt you except this one thing. It happened a long time ago, like two, three weeks ago. But this is what happened. I got this chick pregnant, and she had the baby, and the baby is like 4. I thought you said it happened like 2-3 weeks ago. Yeah, it did. What happened 2 or 3 weeks ago? Like, you know, I was messing around with her. But you said you got a baby by the chick and the baby is like 4 years old. Yeah, but that was like from before. I just recently started fucking back with her. But I quit her again. So, I mean, me and you still good? Because, you know, now dealing with her, I realize how much I care for you. Please, baby, 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 please. Please, baby, 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 please. Robbie said she could have done it privately, Omar. Okay. Okay. All right. And then it says, I knew that this woman wanted to fight me, so I gave her what she wanted. I punched her dead in the face. Yo, and that's the crazy part about that shit is that goes directly in line with what we're talking about. Directly. You hit the nail on the head. Stopping somebody from doing to you what you know they have to do. I knew she was going to want to fight me. So my mother and your mother were hanging up clothes. My mother punched your mother right dead in the nose. What color was... Ah, shit, I fucked my shoulder up. Ah. Oh, damn, man. It was just starting to heal. It felt like I fucked it up again. Oh, hold up. Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? Good to see me some of you, my. And Vinay Hardesty. What's going on, Vinay? How y'all feeling? Good to see me some you. Ooh, awareness true. Carol Tim, let's talk about some. Take your PS5 and get the hell out. Yo, they just bought the job. It's new. I mean, new. It ain't even Christmas yet. Take the PS5. TK Wright says, I usually tell on myself way before anyone can put me on blast. It said in blast, but I know you meant on blast. And I'm not even going to harp on that fact that you didn't write it right, that you put an I instead of an O. I'm not even going to go into that. No, I'm not saying nothing about it. We're going to move on like it never even happened. TK Wright says, PS5 plus 3 games. Y'all is wilding. Wilding. You guys are wilding. Yeah, I would rather tell on myself before somebody told on me, too. The thing is, you might add in extra details that somebody else either didn't know or they wasn't going to tell. And the whole thing, the whole problem with all of this stuff is that whether you quit somebody before they quit you, or whether you quit a job before they terminate you, or whether you drop out of a contest because you knew you were going to get eliminated, or whether you dropped out of something or terminated something or finished up something or moved first before somebody else had a chance to move on you. You don't know for sure that that's what was going to happen to you or with you. People sell wolf tickets. People talk a whole lot of stuff. People grandstand. And sometimes you find out that the way you thought it was going to go wasn't the way it was going to go. And that Dave was talking about game time. All right, you go ahead. The Eagles ain't making me rush nowhere this year. Plus, we playing Seattle. We don't beat Seattle. Ever. I can't remember the last time we beat Seattle. The Seahawks got our number as if they already picked it. This is like, they be playing three-card Molly with us. That's how much they have our number. They got us on a shell game. Which one you pick? I'm going to show you. It ain't under that one. Go ahead. Put your money up. You want me to do it again? It ain't under that one. It's only three. Ain't under here. Ain't under there. How much money you putting up? Yo, I mean, what you got? Put up $40. You want me to do it again? It ain't under that one. $40. All right. You put up your $40. All right. Go ahead. You pick the one in the middle. Yo! It's not there. Then you look on the one on the side. It's there. Magic. Damn, baby. God damn, baby. Annette, I love the Eagles, but I can't watch this one. Yo, try to touch the Seahawks. Look, Carol, they fucking around and finally beat the Seahawks because we all watch this shit. I ain't say I wasn't going to watch it, but I ain't rushing. And I probably ain't going to. I can't. All right. TK, right? I appreciate you, Omar. I was not paying attention while changing the channel. You are so yesterday. So yesterday. All right, y'all. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs because they're still letting me do that shit. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs and then we're going to break on the body here. I want y'all to get ready. Get ready.
Yeah. Hold on. Since my PC wanna ask Lizzo. Hold on. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. Last day of November, the 30th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-E-C-I-A. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-C-I-A. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Kawana Martin Johnson, turning 43 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Kawana. And also Wanda B. Booking. Happy birthday to you. And Favor Igwe, turning 36 years old today. And Errol Burton, my man, go get an Errol Burton. He used to come on the show all the time. And like Errol used to call in. That's my man. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday to you, my man. I hope everything is all right with you, as a matter of fact. And Precious Soma, turning 29 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Tanya Johnson, turning 57 years old today. And also Vanessa White, turning 64 years old today. And go get a D, got it made, Williams, turning 49 years old today. Happy birthday to you, D. And Clarence McNair. Happy birthday to you, Clarence McNair. Happy birthday to you, dude. I want to say happy birthday to all of you. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on his glorious. November 30th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on, and do the damn rock out. Rock on and do the damn rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen, yo. Sometimes you feel like you have to make a move before somebody makes a move on you. Well, you may feel like that's true. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe you just moved a little too fast. Maybe your paranoia. Maybe your anxiety. Maybe your desire to make sure that you don't get your feelings hurt again. Don't hurt me again. Don't. A teenage love. Whatever the case may be, sometimes you may feel like it's time for you to make a move before somebody makes a move towards you, on you, with you, without you. You may never find out if that's what actually was going to happen. So I would advise for you to make sure that whatever you do, if you're going to move first, make sure that that's what you would have wanted to do, whether they were going to do something to you or not. You want to talk about doing something for your own sanity, do that. Make sure that whatever decision that you make really doesn't have that much to do with what they were going to do. Make sure that it was going to be, or that it was or is, what you want to do regardless. Even when you find out that it wasn't going to go the way that you thought it was going to go, you make sure that you did what you thought was best for you. Plan your work. You know, don't get all impulsive and crazy like a lot of y'all motherfuckers do out here. Listen, man, I want to thank y'all for coming through and checking out the show. You know what I'm saying? I still need y'all to hit that like button. I still need y'all to share the show. Please share the show. Like I said, I can't do it. So can y'all please do it? Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if y'all haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
So love is love, baby. So let's get on the body here. So Blog Talk, I'm going to drop y'all off. Y'all the first one getting kicked out of the car. Out, out, out. Okay, okay, son. Okay, son. All right. I hope y'all enjoyed the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it to y'all.